I might bring mine just in case, it don't really matter. I mean, if they got enough radios, I might not even bring mine. But, I mean, I might just bring it in case, and that way, you know, if I want to, you know, set it up, we can, or whatever. I'll see how hard it'll be to pack it, you know, to pack it into the vehicle when I come, and I'll decide then. But how many radios do they usually have set up there?
Two thousands. We put up an antenna pole, and Johnny's got three of these, I think it's three, of these, what they call magic antennas or something like that. It's a sort of a dipole antenna, but it's cut for the bands, and it'll handle several different bands. It may have traps in it. I don't remember what the things look like. But anyway, they set up, I think, three of those antennas on a pole, pointing in different directions. And then you can run down, you can support three radios with it, if I remember correctly. I might be just telling you BS because my brain's fried these days. But we have two of those radios, and I brought my ICOM, didn't use it, but I brought my ICOM last year as sort of a backup, and I'll bring it again. We operated as a three station last year, three radio club station, and I think Johnny said we're just going to do two this year. Depends on how many people really show up and want to take part with the contesting. If we get a whole bunch of people there and we've got to do time slots and say, okay, well, you know, this person gets it for a couple hours and the next person gets it and divvy it up, then there'll be plenty of time slots to go around and we'll need more radios. But if there's only going to be two or three people working with the contesting, I think we had four last year that actually participated, which wasn't very much. You know, we had it, three of us stayed up all night on two radios, and, there wasn't a whole lot there. We didn't need another radio, but if we get more people, I'm hoping we will this year, then we'll need that also. And I'd much rather have the 2000. I have three of these, the little ring-bound, little cheat sheet manuals, for anybody that needs to use those too. If you bring that radio, I've already got the manual for it, and I'll have it sitting on the table. That'll be ready to go, so that'll be a good thing too. K4RHF.
That'll work out pretty good. I might just throw it in the car and bring it with me just in case, and just in case we need one, and we'll do it that way. I'm planning on trying to participate this year and you know, try to do a little bit more, because I'm actually going to bring my wife with me. You know, that way she can spend time in the camper or whatever she decides to do. You know, and that way I ain't got to rush back home like I did last year. I kind of felt sorry because I didn't get to stick around and, you know, work some HF and things like that. But hopefully this year it's going a little bit better. And hopefully I might get my little one a little bit interested in it too. Maybe somebody, you know, kick him off with him and, you know, let them try to teach him something. I mean, he's 13, you know, fixing to be 14 this year, so... Hopefully I can get him interested and get him started. KN4, UBG.
Have the Trail Life Scouts there also. I'm going to bring this 2-meter rig and set it up. And I've got a couple antennas. I've got a couple other radios that are just receivers that I might bring just so people can sort of listen in and see what they're doing, dialing around. I've got one that's ICOM 7000 that's a VHF, UHF receiver, and you can listen to all kinds of stuff there. You can listen to the aircraft and all that. I've got a couple old receivers. I've got an ICOM R75 that I think I'm going to bring so you can listen to the shortwave, so they have something they can listen to. I've also got a couple of these things. I think about dusting them off and putting batteries in them and stuff. They're Morse code keys. These were some little kits that I had a pair of them back in the 60s, and I got another set a few years ago. So I got two or three of these little Morse code keys things. So you can just sit there and tap, and the other you tap on one, and the other one beeps, and you can send Morse code messages around. You know, we had a couple of them in our house when I was a kid in Virginia that I could, like, talk to somebody, you know, have one in the den in one of my bedroom and then talk to them with Morse code, which was really cool. Set that up just, you know, as an interest thing, and just have some radio for them to listen to, have a couple of walkie-talkies, and just, you know, let them talk on the radio, because it's okay as long as you've got a control operator there. It's okay for the kids to talk on the radio, and that's one of the things I'm going to suggest. You know, the week before the field day is to let other people in town get as many people operating, even if they can't come to the field day. Some of them can work from home, or you know, go camping and take the radio and put it in the tent with them, or just talk on the car radio. You know, that's remote operations, and give these kids somebody to talk to. You know, when we're out there, hopefully they will be able to make some contacts and say, hey, you know, there's actually people out there that you can talk to on the radio. That's cool. And so that gives them, you know, something to do. That's always a good thing. Anyway, well, that all sounds good, Kevin. I'm going to put out I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to put out an update to my sheet that I wrote a couple weeks ago. I had some questions on who would be helping, who would be doing what, who is interested, and so forth. And I got some responses, but not a lot. I'm going to update that, send it back out tomorrow. So we'll go from there. All right, back to you, Kevin. K4RHF.
HF, KN4UBG. Well, that sounds good, man. I mean, that sounds like a plan. I mean, that's, you know, hopefully it'll have a better turnout this year than what it did last year. You know, I mean, I'm looking forward to trying to get out there and make some contacts, you know, and, see how many contacts we can get this year. But, yeah, I plan on packing all that stuff up and bringing it along with me, and that way, if we need it, you know, we'll have it. I'll just have to disconnect everything else from my power supply. I got that 20-amp power supply that I got that radio hooked up to, so I had to disconnect the other two radios from it, but it won't be no big deal. But I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing, and if you upgrade that thing and send it back out again or whatever, if you want my email address, I'll give it to you, and you can send me a copy of it through my email address.
That is the first time I send it out to the club.
Well, I don't think I got the email thing on the roster or anything like that, because I hadn't really joined yet. As far as the club, I was going to, and all this COVID-19 stuff come up, and I didn't get to get back by there.
So I'll shoot me your email. I'll send you a copy of the old one, and then I'll send you the updated one when I get it out. I've been trying to do it all weekend. I hadn't gotten to it yet.
You on now?
Yes, sir.
Dotson, DOTSON, 24 at gmail.com.
Kevin, KEVIN. Or KEVEN, Dotson, DOTSON, 24 at gmail.com.
KEVIN, Dotson, at 24 at gmail.com.
Okay. If you don't get this email from me in the next few minutes, holler back at me on the radio. I'll send it out. I'll go ahead and hook it up and send it out in a couple minutes. So. Yeah, that all sounds really good. I was going to tell you something else there. I can't remember what it was. QST magazine publishes the results of the thing. It's not a contest because they don't have awards. They said, so it's officially not a contest, but they do publish the results in, like, the December issue after all the numbers are in. And we did pretty much abysmally bad last year compared to some of the other clubs. The Greer Club, which they're all pretty hot and organized, they did really well. They got several thousand points. And the couple of the clubs, Lexington, Columbia, I think, had a good one. There were two or three clubs around that did really, really well. And then there were a lot of them that just didn't do but a few points. I think we had like 400 or something. So we had 400 contacts, probably not much in the way of multipliers. But that's a start. I mean, we'll go from there. But I've sort of got a, and I hadn't said anything about it to anybody, but I want to do better than the Greer Club if we can. It's just a little pride thing. So hopefully, I hope they're not listening right now because they'll get all cranked up. But that's my plan. If I can get enough people interested in this thing and keep people talking on the radio all day and all night and maybe not have too many thunderstorms come through during the time, then hopefully that'll all work out and we'll get a few points on the board there. So, all right, I'll send you this email in a few minutes. I'll leave the radio on here. If you don't get this in 10 minutes, holler back at me. Kevin, have a good one. And like I said, bring the radios, bring the computers. And a lot of the field day is just for experimenting and trying out stuff. We're going to have at least two poles there. I've got my push-up pole I'm going to bring. And so if you got an antenna you want to try out and don't have a pole for it, we'll roll it up to the top of that thing and give it a try. So, whatever you want to do. It's the whole thing. The whole thing is experimenting and operating outside of the normal ham shack. So, that's all I got to say, probably, if I'm rambling now. Well, hang on. Let me see. UBG. I remember some of you at UBG. I've forgotten it now. I know your name's Kevin. Keep our heart, Kevin.
K4RHF, KN4UBG. Well, I'll be looking forward to the email, and if I don't get it, I'll give you a holler back. I'm fixing to pull in the yard here and park the truck, and I'll holler back at you here in a few minutes if I don't get it on the TS2000. But I'll let you know back here in about 10 minutes. KN4UBG, I'll be clear.
Bounce into that. You should get in a couple of minutes. Have a good one, Kevin. K4RHF.
24AYQ. To the gentleman that was just speaking, I didn't quite catch your call sign, but I want to know about your field day, please.
I'm K4RHF, and I'm supposed to be in charge of the field day for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. First time I've done it, so cross your fingers. Say a little prayer there. Let me get your call sign again.
It's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Quebec. And I am R. Lee Romeo Lima Echo Echo. And I'm in Gray Court. And I got a grandson that's in one of them little scout groups. It's not the Boy Scouts, but it's the other one.
Wife?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My kid was an Eagle Scout, and his scoutmaster, Bob Clayton, switched over to Trail Life a few years back when they had some problems with the Boy Scouts, and so he might know him. We're supposed to have the Trail Life Scouts there, and the Upstate Prepper Group, and the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And if you'll give me your email, I was about to send this email to Kevin, and give me your email, and I'll send it to you too. And we're having our field day in 2 weeks at the something equestrian park. I can't think of the name of the thing. Well, give me a few seconds. Let me go look it up. Give me a few more seconds. Found it. Okay, there's the letter I'm going to send out. The Riverbend Equestrian Park. I couldn't remember the name of it. But I'll shoot you the email if you'll give me your email address right quick.
is R dot B R U S H D A W G at Gmail.
Is R dot Brushdog B R U S H D A W G? Crank up my email just a second and send this to Kevin, and I'm going to send it to you too. Give me a call back here in 5 minutes if you don't get it. I'll be clear for a little bit. Okay, for RHF. And yeah, give me a call back anyway if you want to talk about the field that I tell you about it. But let me send this email out right quick because Kevin was looking for it. Okay, for RHF.
K04AYQ 73.
For AYQ, K4RHF. I sent that just now, sent the email that I had sent out to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Club a couple weeks ago, and this is all the information on the field day.
K4RHF.
We get that?
Yes, sir. I got your email. K04AYQ has received the email, and thank you. I hope to see you there.
Okay, yeah. The whole idea there is getting out outside your normal comfort zone and experimenting with your equipment, trying out new things, talking to people that you hadn't talked before, and to see what you could do to communicate. Get out there and this is supposedly, I guess, to be sort of representing what would happen if we had a situation where you had to get away from the home and operate outside the normal environment, you know, an emergency situation or something like that, just sort of, you know, practice for that sort of thing. But in fact, it's, you know, a lot of testing equipment, a lot of or a good bit of the quote contesting, although it's not a real contest according to the ARRL, just, you know, a ways to get out and do some things and get together and spend a little time outdoors. We're a little worried with the COVID-19 thing this year, but we're going to take precautions to try to separate out and not get too close to each other, but still try to maintain a little bit of a little bit of a group atmosphere there. So do what we can do there. The, we've got the upstate preppers are going to be helping us a little bit, and hopefully they'll be able to help us with this, that aspect of it also. It's all live and learn, especially nowadays. I think I'm out of here now. Unless somebody's got some more questions, it's, I think you were K04AYQ. Nice to meet you. And I'll be out of here. K4RHF.
And I do hope to see you there. And I think this COVID bullshit is, sorry for the language over the amateur radio, but I don't believe that a lot of this crap that's going on. And I am pretty much a prepper, and that's one reason I got into amateur radio. And KO4AYQ is out and complete, and 73 is to y'all.
Be there in 2 weeks. Remember, it's the last weekend of last weekend of June, as always. And so it's 2 weeks from this weekend, which is now, 12 days from now. Or 13 days from now, we'll be coming in. Some of us are going to go get equipment and set it up Friday night. But for the most part, the thing's Saturday and Sunday. So, hope to see you there. Have a good one, K4RHF. N4UBG. Kevin, you still out there, K4RHF? Nothing heard. I'm going to shut this thing down. Y'all have a good evening, K4RHF.